You're listening to SBS News.
It was a familiar start to the calendar year with the world's best tennis players descending on Australia. The year's first Grand Slam final was contested by the top two seeds at the Australian Open. Caroline Wozniacki overcame Simona Halep, securing her first major title, as heard on Channel 7.
Finally, her first Grand Slam title. She really is the Great Dane.
The men's decider at Melbourne Park was won by Roger Federer for the sixth time. The Swiss master defeated Marin Cilic, claiming his 20th Grand Slam title. Federer thanked his supporters after breaking down in tears during the trophy presentation.
Of course, winning is just an absolute dream come true. The fairy tale continues for us, for me.
The year's second tennis Grand Slam was held in Paris. Simona Halep had lost her three previous major finals, but finally came out on top at the fourth attempt. The Romanian won the French Open, beating Sloane Stephens in three sets. The men's event at Roland Garros was won by Rafael Nadal for the 11th time, with the King of Clay too good for Austrian Dominic Thiem in the decider. To cricket, and the Sydney Sixers won their second consecutive Women's Big Bash League title. In the men's competition, it was a debut triumph for the Adelaide Strikers. There was also a drought-breaking win for NFL franchise the Philadelphia Eagles as they won their first Super Bowl, accounting for the New England Patriots 41 points to 33. The world's attention then turned to South Korea for the Winter Olympics. There was no gold for Australia, just one bronze and two silver medals. But Simon Patmore delivered the nation's first gold medal in 16 years in the Winter Paralympics, paying tribute on Channel 7 to his father and his friends for supporting him in the snowboard cross event.
I heard him all day, I just gave him a little wave now and then, but seeing him down there, man, it breaks my heart. It was really beautiful.
Australia's reputation in world sport then took a major hit in South Africa. On day three of the third cricket test between the two countries, Captain Steve Smith, his deputy David Warner, and batsman Cameron Bancroft admitted to tampering with the ball using sandpaper. Bancroft was suspended for 9 months, while Smith and Warner were banned for a year. It started months of soul-searching for Australian cricket and triggered a review into the team's culture. Here's what Smith and Warner had to say after arriving back in Australia.
Anytime you think about making a questionable decision, think about who you're affecting. You're affecting your parents, and to see the way my old man's been.
Thanks, everybody.
And my mum, it hurts.
Right now, it is hard to know what comes next, but first and foremost, is the well-being of my family.
Coach Darren Lehman stepped down from his role in the aftermath of the scandal.
I'm ultimately responsible for the culture of the team, and I've been thinking about my position for a while. Despite telling media yesterday that I'm not resigning, after viewing Steve and Cameron's hurting, it's only fair that I make this decision.
The Commonwealth Games on the Gold Coast provided a chance for Australia to rebuild its sporting image. The host nation topped the medal tally with 80 gold medals. The Games were the final event in the illustrious career of Kurt Fearnley, who became the first para-athlete to carry the Australian flag into the closing ceremony. Fearnley says the largest integrated para-sport program in the event's history will leave a lasting legacy.
There is a good that can come from it. But you look at the good that comes from countries where the Paralympic sport don't have the high profile like we have. You look at the good that it can come from developing nations where people with disabilities aren't living the privileged life that I get to live. There's the impact that's going to be left.
The month of May was the climax in the season of many of the world's top football leagues. Domestically, there was controversy in the A-League Grand Final as Melbourne Victory overcame the Newcastle Jets 1-0. Costa Barbarousis scored early in the first half, but the goal should have been ruled out for offside. An error with the video assistant referee technology meant officials weren't able to overturn the decision. Barbarossa says the era didn't take any shine off the victory's record-breaking fourth A-League championship.
Medal's still around my neck, so, you know, human error, technical error, it's happened to us all year, so you can't take anything away from us.
There was no question mark over Manchester City's record-breaking season in the English Premier League. City won the league with five games to spare, finishing the campaign with the most wins, most goals, and best goal difference in the competition's history. On the final day of the season, City beat Southampton 1-0 to become the first side to accumulate 100 points in a season. Gabriel Jesus scored the winning goal with the last kick of the game.
Forward by De Bruyne. Gabriel Jesus wins it with the last kick of the season. 100!
City was eliminated in the quarterfinals of the UEFA Champions League by Liverpool. The Reds went on to face Real Madrid in the final. Goalkeeper Loris Karius gifted the Spanish Giants two goals either side of Gareth Bale's stunning bicycle kick.
It's the spectacular! It's Gareth Bale! Wonderful goal! Sensational from Gareth Bale!
Real Madrid won 3-1, lifting the trophy for a third straight year. It's a feat that golfer Brooks Koepka will hope to achieve at next year's US Open. Koepka won the tournament for a second straight year, the first player to do so in almost 30 years. While earlier in the year, a new major champion was crowned at the US Masters, with American Patrick Reed triumphing by one shot at Augusta. Adrian Arciulli, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.